Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, it's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be able to come back once again into your home. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, reaching the world for Christ. So we're glad that each and every one of you will call in and be a part of this service. Why you want to call in? Why, call in on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. You call in, we'll put you right on the line with us there just to obey the Lord and just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth and just have a great time in the Lord. So that's reaching the world for Christ, Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. So just call in there and on 310-742-1759, be a part of it. So I see we've got a call in there, 706. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Good evening, Brother and Sister Yearwood. It's Friedel. It's Phil in Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord. We're glad you called in there, Sister. Just go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, can I give a praise report first?
Yeah, go ahead. And
okay,
the prayer request, too. Got them.
Yeah, I can do that, too. Remember I was talking about a lady named Rosa Hastings last week. Well, I found out yesterday that my aunt said she has been in the hospital. They moved her from ICU to a regular room, and she is doing better. So I praise the Lord that she's doing good.
Amen.
Yeah. He works. He works when we put him in his hands, right?
Amen. That's it.
Yep.
Place him in his hand.
Yeah, place in his hand and leave it alone. And I tell you, it's been... He's trying to, when you think you know you're doing something right, the devil tries to get in there and mess it up. But I said, Lord, by your stripes I am healed. I have some bad days and I have some good days, but I keep on letting him hold my right hand and nail scar and go on to do what I have to do. And it's been a good, so far so good. So I praise the Lord. All right. Has anybody else came in yet?
No, ain't nobody else come in yet, so just go ahead and obey the Lord. So,
okay.
Give us a request if you want to first.
Let's see. I haven't heard any more about my Aunt Taylor. That's the one that had the 3, 5, 6, and 7 on her in her back. I haven't heard about her, but the other two, my other aunt, she's doing a whole lot better. She says she didn't get any better, she was going to have to go to the doctor. I said, you don't want to get pneumonia or anything like that because she's had some problems with her breathing and things, but she says she wasn't going to let it go too far because that's how we had some medical problems with my mom, so we don't want to go back through that again. But she's doing good. Rosa Hastings doing good. And let's see, who else was there? I don't remember, but let's remember Faye Edenfield. That's one of the members is a caregiver for her. And let's remember my Aunt Frances. Once I get an update on that, I'll let y'all know next time. And let's see, who else? And we got one of the members' brothers is not saved, so we want him saved, and he's been having some problems with his hands. They're not function like they're supposed to, but let's remember that him and his body and also him to come to the Lord. Is there anything
Amen.
Else? Oh, and let's remember I got quite a few friends and relatives that are pregnant. I got one that's going in, well, it's one of my aunt's daughters. Aunt's daughter. and they're supposed to put her in Thursday morning, and they're supposed to induce labor, I think, and go ahead and get the baby. And then I got my other, I'm going to be another grandma, and she's supposed to find out the sex tomorrow, so let's remember her. I've got another friend of the family that's pregnant, and she is due in August, and my daughter is due in August sometime too. So let's remember all the mamas, expecting mamas, that the pregnancy would go like it's supposed to, no complications,
ma'am.
And an easy delivery. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all.
Okay.
Okay.
Our
okay.
subject tonight is being a witness for the Lord, so just go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to read the scripture from Acts 22:15. It says, "For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard." You know, I got a dog, and I take a walk in, and when I go looking around and looking and seeing, I like to go out and see what the Lord has done. You know what I mean? I like seeing the pretty flowers and the pretty trees and everything and the birds. And I said, thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you for seeing all your creatures. And thank you that I woke up and go along everything. So I like seeing and being heard, too. Okay, and next I'm going to go to Acts 23:11. And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome." And then I'm going to go to Acts 26:16. Come on. There it is. Okay. And I'm going to start at verse 16 and read down until 18. And this is Jesus talking. He said, and I said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and turn them from the darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith which is in me." And let's see, what was the other one? And the other one is Acts 4:20. "But we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had heard threatening them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. All men glorified God for that which was done." You know, and he likes, and I said that today. If we don't praise him and glorify him, the mountains and the everything else, because they'll get the blessing and we'll miss our blessing. I don't want to miss my blessing. I want all my blessings I want for me, because I know he says, "Where you think there's no way possible, things are possible when you see it in his eyes."
Amen.
Okay. Back to y'all.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that
wonderful
word there, sister. I tell you, I just thinking there, you know, if we don't praise him, he said he'd raise stones up to praise him in our place. And, you know, I don't want no, I don't want no stone praising the Lord in my place. That's the reason why that I get so excited sometimes, and I just but I just want to praise the Lord, because I want him to know that I'm on his side. Praise God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Yes. You ready to sing a song, or Tim? Okay. I'll let Tim sing us a song here. So. Just worship the Lord with him there as he sang. If you want to be a part of this, well, call in on 310-742-1759. We'll put you right on the line with us here just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
If my message is not clear, if you don't understand or even hear, looking for answers for your needs, but if all you see is me, Lord, help me step aside so they can see the one who died. I can point the way that only you can save. When my part is over, I hope someone can say, I met Jesus in your song today. Maybe like my melody, but if the gospel is not clear to thee, then all my effort is in vain. I must lift the Savior's name. Lord, help me step aside so they can see the one who died. I can point the way that only you can say. When my part is over, I hope someone can say, I met Jesus in your song today. If you don't know me, you've lost nothing. But if you don't know Jesus, you've lost everything. Lord, help me step aside so they can see the one who died. I can point the way that only you can say. When my part is over, I hope someone can say, I met Jesus in your song today. When my part is over, I hope someone can say, I met Jesus in your song today.
Come what may, I'm gonna help someone who hasn't heard. Gonna do my part to spread the word. Gonna get up, get out, get about God's business today. I'm happy in the Lord, as anyone can be. He filled me with His Spirit, keeps on blessing me. Oh, look at what the Lord has done. He turned my life around. With this much joy inside of me, how can I just sit down? I've got to get up, get out, get about God's business. There's no doubt I'm sold out. Determined come what may, I'm going to tell someone who hasn't heard. Gotta do my part to spread the word. Gotta get up, get out, get about God's business today. Can I get a witness of what the Lord has done? Is anybody in this place been washed by the blood? Oh, if He's done the work in you, don't sit there on a shelf. You got to tell somebody. Can't keep teaching. up, I'm going to get up. Get up, get up, I'm going to beat it. I'm sold out, I'm sold out. The tournament come what may. I'm going to tell someone who hasn't heard. Got to do my part to spread the word. Gonna get up, get out, get it on God since today. You got to put speed to your faith. Put your hand to the plow. You got to make a difference in the here and now. Get up, get out, get it on God's business. I'm sold out, I'm sold out. Determined, come what may. I'm gonna tell someone who hasn't heard. Gotta do my part to spread the word. Gonna get up, get out, get it on God's business today. I'm gonna get up, get out, get it on God's business today. I've gotta get up, get out, get it on God's business today. Oh,
praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song. Appreciate and just thank God for them and trust that God blessed you with them. So if you want to be a part of this service, well, call in on 310-742-1759 and we'll put you right on the line here with us. Just to obey the Lord. So I want to ask Betty here to read for us, sir. Praise the Lord.
We've got several prayer requests tonight coming in. We've got a woman named Catherine at our church that they're getting ready to take her baby. Pray that the delivery goes okay and that the baby's healthy. And let's pray for Gladys tonight as she's in the doctor's appointment and she didn't know if she'd be able to make it back in tonight for the broadcast. So let's remember her. Let's remember Keith Green that has cancer, and let's remember Fred Branham. He needs our prayers tonight, and he needs strength. And pray for his family, and there's a lot of sickness going around in our church. Let's remember that. Kevin Miller family needs prayer tonight. Brother John's grandson that has two types of cancer, we need to lift him up tonight. He needs a miracle. And another grandson that has a rare disease, let's remember that one. My niece, Deanna Hicks, has injured her shoulder, and she's in a lot of pain, and she's possibly tore her rotator cuff, and she's already had surgeries on it, same kind of surgery, so let's remember her tonight. Let's remember Rufus and Wanda Bivens. They're in need of prayer. They need healing in their body. Marilyn Ledford needs healing in her body. Let's pray for Trish Baggett. She said that she got her brother buried today, so that family needs a lot of prayer and pray that God comforts them. And Randy Richardson's getting ready to go in for surgery pretty soon on to clean his arteries out. Let's remember him. Let's remember Sister Deb tonight, and let's remember the Greens. I don't know if they're going to be able to make it in tonight or not. They said they would try to, but they've got some things that they've got to do. So let's remember all of them. Let's remember all of our families that are lost out in sin and everybody that's listening that God will supply their needs.
Praise the Lord.
Don't
appreciate
forget, that. Don't forget Eddie Bolton now.
Yeah,
and Brother Eddie Bolton.
Yeah, I want to remember Brother Eddie Bolton. Appreciate you reminding us, our sister. We get some in prayer, we lose them.
And I mean, there's a lot of people being sick with all this stuff that's going around, strep throat, and all this virus. I know there's a lot of people being sick with it. But guess who was at church Sunday?
Who was that?
Sister Debbie.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And she looked good. It's been a while, but I think it's been 6 weeks, but she was there. I told her, I call her mom because she looks like to a mom. And I said, Mom, if you can make it Sunday, I want to see you Sunday. And she was a little bit late, but as long as she gets there for what the Lord, and I mean, it was good. And she did. She looked real good. It just came from prayer, but yes, but it, oh, we've been having some wonderful services.
Oh,
so
we have
she
to.
Got in on that. It has been wonderful. Yep.
God's been saving a lot of people at our church, too.
Praise the Lord. Billingham had a ladies meeting there last night with about 40-something or maybe more women. And their service started at 6:30, and she didn't get back home here at about 10:30. So God really moved.
Oh, my
gosh,
yes. Yeah.
And there was
one girl,
I'll give a testimony here. There was one girl that, woman, she's 40 years old. Something happened to her when she was 7 years old. And, her mother and father got divorced, and he never talked to her since then. Lives right across the street from her. And she was just really tore up about that, and she come up for prayer. And the minister that was there, the lady minister that was there, told her, you're going to have to forgive your father, and you're going to have to move on. She said, how long has this been going on? She said, since I was 7 and I'm 40 now. So she got set free last night and turned her dad over to God. So I just want to give God praise for that, that she finally let go of it and gave it to God.
Yep.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight our subject is on being... Being a witness, for the Lord. So, praise God. That's what we're doing, being a witness for the Lord. We're testifying about the things that the Lord did and what we've seen him do and what we've heard that he's done. And praise God. You know, that's what it's all about tonight. And I just thank God for it. And I'm going to read some of the same scriptures that, praise the Lord. His sister just read in front of me there. I don't know her name. Sister Frieda. Sometimes I can't. I'm the world's worst on names.
But anyway,
Acts 22 and verse 15, it says, for thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou have seen and heard. You know, praise God, Jesus, he was only a witness for his Father. He only done the things that he seen God do and the things that he heard of his Father doing. And, you know, praise God, tonight, if we want to be a witness, I'm going to tell you, hallelujah, glory to God, praise God. If we want to be a witness to the Lord, right here is the key word to it, praise God. In Acts 1 and verse 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and into the othermost parts of the earth. And you know, praise God, that's what we've got to have tonight. You know, a lot of people tries to witness, and I've heard them trying to witness, and they don't have the power of the Holy Ghost in their life and not operating in their life. Their witnesses is just more or less just dead. But praise God, when they get the baptism of the Holy Ghost down in their body and get it down in their spirit and down in their soul, whenever he began to witness, praise God, the people will receive power. People can tell that you are filled with the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is going to give you power to be witnesses. I tell you what, the people today need to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If they don't, they'll never accomplish what they need to do. Praise God, it takes the baptism of the Holy Ghost to make us have power tonight. And we've got the power of the Holy Ghost operating in our lives. Then we'll have the power The Bible says in the 16th chapter of Mark that we shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall speak with new tongues and praise God. I tell you what, tonight, the baptism of the Holy Ghost will change a man and let him have the testimony that will please the Father. I tell you what, praise God, Jesus didn't do a thing of himself. He didn't even testify of himself, but he did testify of the Father. And that's what we're doing tonight. We're testifying of the Lord. We're testifying about him. We're telling the world tonight that there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the Holy Ghost. Praise God, we've got to have it if we want to go any words with the Lord. I was looking into Proverbs 14 and verse 5. It says, "And a faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies." And you know, praise God, we can find today that there's false witnesses out there. We find them. They tell you that there ain't no more healing for today. They'll tell you that there's no more baptism for the day of the Holy Ghost, that it is for the only disciples. But it tells me over in Acts 2 and 39, it says, "This promise is unto you and to your children as far off as many as our Lord God shall call." I'm telling you tonight, the Holy Ghost is for you. The Holy Ghost is tonight, is the healer. The Holy Ghost tonight is the witness. He will tell you what to do, and he'll lead you and guide you into all the truth. I tell you what, praise God. I'm so thankful tonight of the power of the Holy Ghost, how that he's a leading people, and how that people, if they will hear and eat and understand what the Spirit say unto the church. He said, "Them that readeth, let them understand." And he says over there in Revelation there about two or three different times, "Them that have a spirit, them that have a ear, let them hear what the Spirit say unto the church today." My friend, I'm telling you, today you need to hear what doth saith God. You need to hear the Spirit. You need to open up your spiritual ear and open up wide and hear what the Spirit is telling you today and how he's telling you to walk. Praise God, if you don't walk in the Spirit, how you be fulfilling the lust of the flesh, how you be fulfilling the false prophet spirits. But praise God, I'm glad tonight that we don't have to be a false witness. We don't have to be a liar, but praise God, we can be the true, and we tell them the truth of God's Word, and that's what the Word of God is. Is the truth. That is what, hallelujah, that will lead us and guide us. Praise God. Let's look into Matthew 24 and verse 11 through 14. And it said, "And many false prophets shall rise, and many shall deceive many." Praise God. You know, look around today. Praise God, how many false prophets has risen. How many is going around. How many is deceiving people today, causing the faithful believers turn from the Spirit of God, turning to fables and turning to everything. The Word says that if it was possible to deceive the very elect. My friend, I'm going to tell you something tonight. If you've got the baptism of the Holy Ghost down in your life, you shouldn't be deceived. You shouldn't be turned around. You should be able to stand on the true, undefiled Word of God. Praise God, I'm telling you tonight, hallelujah, that God, Word is true, and he's telling us tonight, praise God, there's many false prophets are gone out. I believe John said over there in Little John, he said that, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try them, see whether they're God." He said there's many false prophets are gone out even in his time. Oh, my friend, I'm telling you, today they're still going out. They're still crying out. But praise God, we've got power tonight to put the false prophets in their place. We've got the power tonight to stand up on the Word of God and to look unto Him, look unto the Alpha and the Finisher of our faith. Praise God, hallelujah. Let's look into Matthew 24 and verse 12. I'm sorry, I forgot about 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Hallelujah. So you see, the love of many shall wax cold because the false prophets are gone forth. They're finding so much easier way. They're teaching everybody the easy way to get into heaven. But my friend, I'm here to tell you tonight, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father except by me. And Jesus said he was the door. My friend, if we want to make heaven our home, we've got to walk through the door. We can't climb up any other way. If we do, we're the same as a thief and a robbery. And a robber is not going to make it into the kingdom of God. Praise God, I'm telling you tonight, we need to take heed to this word. Hallelujah. And now, verse 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah. That's what God is telling us. How we've got some enduring to do if we want to be saved. We've got to walk up rightly before God. We've got to take on the Lord Jesus Christ and walk in His way and walk in His love, walk in His joy. Praise God, and He teaches us there. He said, Lord, if they tell you go over yonder or go over there, He'd be over there in the field or in the desert. He said not to go because it'd be false. I'm going to tell you tonight, my friend, you need to be led by the presence and the power of the Holy Ghost. And if you're led by the presence and the power of the Holy Ghost, you won't be looking for a teacher to scratch your ear, but you'll be looking for the true Word of God. You'll be bowed down to the true Word of God. I'm telling you tonight, praise God, that God is so grateful that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm telling you tonight, hallelujah, what thus saith the Word of God. Let's look into verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Praise God, hallelujah. This gospel, praise God, that we're preaching here tonight, I've said it before, and I still say it. Praise God. Somebody one of these days is going to preach the last message, and the last soul's going to be saved. Praise God, and whenever that happens, the end's going to come. The last gospel, when this message is preached into all the world, then He's going to come. My friend, I don't know who's going to preach it, but praise God, I'm telling you, God's Word said it, and I believe it. I'm going to stand on it. I bet the last message one of these days is going to be cried out across this land, across this world. Then whenever it is, praise God, it will be shut down. He will send an angel, and he will stand with one foot on the sea and one foot on the land. And he will sound the trumpet, and he will declare time be no more. Then it won't be no more. Hallelujah. Praise God, it's time that we receive what thus saith God. It's time, hallelujah, that we be witnesses of the Lord. It's time, hallelujah, that we cry out against the sins of this world. Praise God, I'm so thankful tonight, hallelujah,
that we can cry out against the sins of this world and lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so proud tonight, praise God, that we are, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, that we are a part of this message going across this world, going across this land. Praise God, I'm going to tell you tonight, hallelujah, how the Word tells us here in 1 John 1 and 17, it says, John 1 and 1, verse 17. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight to know, praise God, that this Word it was the Word of God. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight to know, hallelujah, praise God. Let's look down here in verse 2. The same was in the beginning, was God.
With
God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the life of men. Praise God. Praise God. I'm glad tonight to know that. Hallelujah. Praise God. I say that we've got a call in here. I'll go ahead and get this call in and let them obey the Lord, then I'll come back. Praise God. 478, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at. Area code 478-391, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at. Is that Sister Gladys? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I guess they probably just want to listen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's see here. I stopped in verse 4. Yeah, okay. Verse 5. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. You know, praise God, of the light, whenever it shined across into the darkness, the darkness had disappeared. And that's the way it is tonight, my friend. Whenever the light of the Lord come into your life, the darkness has to disappear. You know, Paul said, behold, all old things passed away, and you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that we know that whenever we get to saved and we get to baptism with the Holy Ghost, the darkness should be completely gone. As a matter of fact, the darkness has to be gone before the Holy Ghost can ever come in. I'll tell you what, the witness of God, hallelujah, being a witness for the Lord tonight, telling the world, hallelujah, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And he said in the verse 17, he sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I'm here to tell you tonight, praise God, being a witness for the Lord, that's something. And I'm so thankful that God has called us for a witness. I'm so thankful tonight that God has called me, hallelujah, to cry out across this land, across this world, to tell them, praise God, that they must repent and be a witness. They must have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm so praised, God. Hallelujah. Tonight, I'm so thankful that I know, praise God, in the Word. Praise God, in verse 1 there it said, praise God, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that I know, hallelujah, who the Word is. Hallelujah, praise God. Tonight, my friend, if you don't know who the Word is, I tell you, you can find out before this broadcast goes off tonight, before this service ends. You can ask the Lord to come into your life, and He will come in. He won't deny you. He tells me in His Word, as many come to Him, He would no wise turn them away. Praise God. Every sin in this world is forgiven except the blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. It's not forgiven in this world, neither the world to come. But my friend, I'm telling you tonight, hallelujah, the light, praise God, will comprehend the darkness. The darkness has to disappear because the light of the Lord come in, and He shineth into the darkness. Hallelujah, praise God. I believe I'm in six. In six, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Hallelujah, praise God. I tell you what, a man that was sent from God, hallelujah, his name was John, praise God, hallelujah. In verse 7, the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men should through him might believe, praise God. You know, that's what the Word is telling us here tonight. Praise God. The light, praise God. John come bearing witness. He come bearing record of the true light. Praise God. And tonight, my friend, that's all we're doing. It's just a bearing witness of the true light. Let's look into verse 8. It says, He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. You know, I thank God tonight, praise God, that we are not the light, but we are to bear witness of that light. And that's all that we're doing tonight, is bearing witness of that light. All we're doing tonight is telling the world that they must repent. It's not God's will that any should perish and go to hell, but it's His will that we, everyone, accept Him as our Savior and turn our lives over to Him. As I said a while ago, Paul said, "Behold, all old things passed away, and I become a new creature in Christ Jesus." I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that we can realize and that we can know who He is, and we can know, praise God, that Jesus is sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, making right. intercession for you and I tonight. But praise God, I'm so thankful that not only that, He's so small that He lives in each one of our hearts. He never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He'll never forget us. He'll still hang in there. He'll still be with us as long as we walk rightly according to His will and be what He wants us to be and be the witness that He wants us to be. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight. Praise God who He is. I'm so thankful tonight that I know, who Jesus is. That I know that He lives within my heart and He changed my life. Praise God. I'm so thankful to know to that tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 9. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh unto the world. Praise God. Into the world. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful tonight to know, praise God, that He is the true light. Hallelujah. Praise God. Which lighteth every man. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He lighteth every one of us tonight. We just need to go on and receive of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. You know, I believe we'll find it probably in this note here, Summers, directly. Peter's, he began to speak, and he was beginning to preach the word. The Holy Ghost fell on him. Hallelujah. and they received. And tonight, my friend, I'm telling you, you can receive tonight while we speak the word of God. All you've got to do is just be willing to accept what he wants to give you. As Sister, praise God, Rita said a while ago, praise God, that she wants every blessing that God has for her. My friend, I'm going to tell you tonight, you can have every blessing that God has for you. All you've got to do is just reach up and take a hold of it. Praise God, God has got messages. He's got gifts stored away with your name on them. All you've got to do is just reach up and receive them. Hallelujah. Praise God. I believe
Jesus.
Verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Praise God. You see, he was in the world, but the world didn't know him. My friend, tonight, praise God, we're in this world, but the world shouldn't know us. If the world knows us, then the Bible tells us, if we be a friend of the world, we're an enemy to God. I tell you, I want to be a witness to the lost and dying world, but I'm not going to desire to have them as a friend, because if you do that, you're an enemy to God. I know Jesus, he went into the house and he eat with sacrifice, and the people mocked, and people didn't like that. I said, who is he going to eat with a sinner? Praise God, that's what we've got to do. We've got to be willing to eat with them, but we don't have a desire to be like them. We've got a desire to win them. We've got a desire to change them. Hallelujah. That's what God is looking for us to do, to change the world. Hallelujah. We can, by the grace and the help of God, we can change this whole world by the preaching of God's word. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of this gospel because it is the power of God unto salvation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 12. Praise the Lord. But as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. You see right there, my friend, all you've got to do is just believe on the Lord's name, and he will give you power to become the sons of God, the daughters of God. All you've got to do is just accept him as your personal Savior. I'm telling you tonight, praise God, if you will accept the Lord, you can make your name election for sure, that you'll make heaven your home, as long as we endure to the end, as we was reading over there a while ago. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where was we at there a while ago? We were reading. In the end. We got to endure to the end. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I done lost myself. Verse 15. 13. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Praise God. You know, hallelujah, that's what we've got to do. We've got to endure this to the end. We've got to make sure, praise God, that we're going through. We've got to get our name written on the Lamb's Book of Life and in the Holy City. And we do that, praise God, whenever he opens up the books, one day he'll find our name written in that book, and he'll say, come on in and dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God, as David said there, surely in goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's what I'm looking for, praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. 13.
I believe it's 14.
You didn't do 13.
I didn't do 13? Okay.
Yep.
Which was born, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight, praise God, that we're born according to God's will. You know, hallelujah, we can be born tonight of the Spirit of God. And we got to be, if we want to make heaven our home, if we want to walk on the streets of gold one day after a while, we've got to accept the Lord as our personal Savior. And we don't need to put it off until tomorrow, because tomorrow may never come. 1 hour from now may never come. We need to know today, right now, praise God, that the Lord will come into our life whenever we ask him, and we really mean it. He'll come in and he'll forgive us of our sins and our trespasses. Praise God. Let's look into verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight, hallelujah, that we can, praise God, be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We can look to the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look into verse 16. And let's see, verse 15. John bore witness of them, of him, and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." You know, praise God, how that's what John was saying there. Even though he, Jesus was in the beginning. Jesus was in the beginning of time. And praise God, he was there before John. But yet John come crying in the wilderness, "Repair ye, make his path straight, make his way, praise God, make the road." That's what John was saying there. Make his road straight. Praise God. And tonight, my friend, that's what we're trying to do, is to cry out against the sins of this world, making his path straight. We're trying to be a witness to this world, telling them that Jesus come and hung and bled on the old cruel tree for our sins, that he gave his life for us, praise God, that we don't have to worry about death, because Jesus done been there. He done took the stain of death. He done turned the light on for us. All we got to do is just walk up behind him and follow his path. Praise God, we'll make it. We'll follow Jesus, and we'll follow being a witness, a true witness of the Holy Ghost unto the world. Praise God, we will receive. We will make heaven our home. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Verse 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yes. You know, praise God, the law was good to a certain extent, but, you know, praise God, Jesus Christ, he come and fulfilled the law, and he come and he brought us grace. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that the truth came by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know, that's what it's all about tonight. My friend, these words that I speak, they're not mine, but they're my Father who sent me. Praise God, and I tell you what, it's time that we start crying out against the sins of this world. Let's look into John, 5th chapter, and verse 31 there. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not truth. Praise God. Jesus is saying that.
He said, if I bear witness of myself, it's not true. But there is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnessing of me is true. You know, praise God. Jesus, he didn't even want to make no a name for himself. Praise God, he just come. All he wanted to do is glorify the Father, and the Father be glorified through him. And that's what we're doing tonight. We're just glorifying the Father. We're letting him be the get all the glory. I can do nothing of myself, but all I can do is just speak what thus saith God, and what he gives me. And what he gives me is the truth, and I know it and I believe it. Then I've got to bear witness of that light to make it true. Hallelujah. Praise God. In verse 32, there is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnessed of me is true. Praise God. Verse 33, ye send unto John, and he beareth witness unto the truth. You know, praise God. John beareth witness of the truth. And you know, my friend, tonight, that's all we're doing, is bearing witness of the truth. And praise God, tonight, that's all you've got to do, is just speak the word of God and receive the word of God, and God's word, praise God, will let you receive from him. You can receive the blessings by speaking God's word, by doing what God says. He can change everything around for you and make everything good. Praise God. In verse 34, it said, but I receive not testimony from men, but these things I say, that ye might be saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight, hallelujah, that we can look to the offer and the finisher of our faith, and we can be saved. Praise God. I tell you tonight, my friend, we're just being a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're just telling the world that they've got to repent. Praise God. Hallelujah. In verse 35, he was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. Praise God. Just for a season. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, there's going to be a time come, my friend, that we, we're in a season right now of ministering the word of God. But one day, after a while, the season is, the fields are white and hard and ready to be harvested, but the laborers are few, and we need to be a friend. God sent in the laborers into the fields to work. You know, I praise God, if we'll get the laborers in the fields, we get the workers going forth, we can see fruits and things be done. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, hallelujah, that we are just being a witness for the Lord. In verse 36, but I have greater witness than that of John for the works which the Father have given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father have sent me. You know, praise God, that's what tonight the Father has sent us. You know, praise God, a minister, the Lord calls them into the ministry, and when he calls them into the ministry,
My friend, they've got a job to do, and that's what we're doing tonight, is telling the world, hallelujah, that Jesus loves them, that Jesus died on the cross, that they can have life and have it more abundantly. Lord, hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And what verse? 37?
37. Mm-hmm.
And the Father himself, which had sent me, have both witnessed, let's see, have borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice of any time, at any time, nor seen his shape. And ye have not his words abiding in you, for who he have sent, him ye believe not. Praise God. You know, Jesus Christ, God sent him, and he come into this world, and they he come into his own, and they received him not. My friend, today people are still not receiving what thus saith God. But it's a time that they take heed to what the Spirit say unto the churches and start believing what the Spirit say, because except they believe, they're going to perish. My friend, it's not God's will that any of us should perish, but it's his will that every one of us come down to an old altar somewhere and ask the Lord to forgive us of our sins. I tell you, it's a time that we should cry out to God and have mercy on me, for the time has come. Whenever they face death, they may not have a chance. I know I've heard people say, I'll just wait until I'm going to die, then I'll get saved. I'm going to sow wild oats until then. My friend, they may not have that chance. You may not have that chance. You may die in a car wreck, or you may just go to bed and not wake up. Or you may just be walking around and have a massive heart attack and never come out of it. But then it'd be too late then. My friend, today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may never come. You better take this day and take time to cry out to God and ask him to come into your life. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight that I took a chance crying out to God several years ago. Back in 1975, I asked the Lord to come into my life. Hallelujah. Praise God. And verse 39. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. But and they are they which testify of me. Praise God. You know, there's a time of coming, my friend. These people need to search the Word. They need to know, praise God, that they've got life. And they need to know that one day, praise God, they're going to hear what thus saith God. And he's going to call, and that's going to be one appointment that every one of us will answer whenever he calls. Let's look into Acts 10 and 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who was went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. You know, praise God, God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and he gave him power to go. Praise the Lord. He gave him power to go and heal the sick and heal them that was oppressed and of the devil and all of that.
My friend, that's what he done for us. We received the Holy Ghost. He gave us power to go, as I said a while ago in the 16th chapter of Mark, to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Praise God. That's what God is telling us. He gave us power to do, to go. And we need to go forth doing what God said. And we do that, my friend, then we will make heaven our home. Then we can take people with us. I want to take the people with me. I'd like to take the whole world with me. But I don't know. But I'm going to take all that I can because he told me many that would receive this word and many that would believe and call upon his name. Romans 10:13 said that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, if you will call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. As I said a while ago, all sins are in this world is forgiven. But the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost is not forgiven in this world, neither the world to come. But praise God, you can call upon the Lord. And if you've not blasphemed the Holy Ghost, God will forgive you, and he'll set your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and he'll write your name in that book that one day after a while, hallelujah, he will open up the books whenever you're standing there before him, and every man will give an account for everything that he's done in this body, whether it's good or bad. I tell you what, I want the good, hallelujah, to outweigh the bad. I want to be obedience unto God's word. That's the reason why that I stand each week and declare the word of God across this line, across this airwave, that people might believe, that people might hear the truth and believe and accept him as their personal Savior. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to take a break here for a minute. Maybe somebody else will call in and let Tim sing a song here. So just worship the Lord as Tim sings a couple of songs here and just obey the Lord, and we'll get back into it here in a minute and go on with it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, what you gonna do when the Lord comes back for his chosen few? Hey, what you gonna find when your heart be waiting till the gloom? Are you gonna be ready? 'Cause it's gonna be soon. Hey, what you gonna do when the Lord comes back for his chosen few? Hey, what you gonna find when your heart be waiting? I feel the gloom, are you gonna be ready? 'Cause it's gonna be soon. Can you see the clock, how it ticks away? In the blink of an eye, it's a judgment day. There's a great reward or it's time to pay. Better make up your mind, he could be on his way. Hey, what you gonna do when the Lord comes back for his chosen few? Hey, what you gonna find when your heart be waiting? I feel the gloom, are you gonna be ready? 'Cause it's gonna be soon. From the book of life, will your name be read? Will your soul be happy, your heart feel great? There's a straight and narrow or a path of sin, and your time's running out, so I'll ask you again. Hey, what you gonna do when the Lord comes back for his chosen few? Hey, what you gonna find when your heart be waiting? I feel the gloom, are you gonna be ready? 'Cause it's gonna be soon. Hey, what you gonna do when the Lord comes back for his chosen few? Hey, what you gonna find when your heart be waiting? I feel the gloom, Are you gonna be ready?
Frida?
Yes, sir.
You got anything you want to
Yeah, I do. I got one scripture that he keeps me going back to it, and I'm going to start. It's in Acts 22, and I'm going to start in verse 7. And I fell unto the ground and heard a voice saying unto me, Why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all the things which are appointed for thee to do. And when I could not see for the glory of the light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man, according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked up upon him. And he said, The God of our father has chosen thee that thou shouldest know his will and see that just one and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. For there shall be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. You know, when people do wrong and the Lord changes their ways, he can fulfill his promise. And so
Amen.
That's what happened to Saul. When the Lord came to him and told him, Why are you persecuting me? And he says, Who are thou? He said, I am Jesus of Nazareth, and thou persecutest. And see, when that light came down to him, it blinded him because he didn't know what was going on. But the Lord,
Amen.
He told you some steps to take. And once he took them steps, the Lord opened his eyes, and then he went and done what the Lord wanted him to do. That's the way we have to be. The Lord tells you somewhere to go or something to say or something to do for a better of his kingdom. He wants you that. I went today with taking care of some business. And I normally go one way or another way, but I talked to the Lord on my way, and I said, Lord, which way do you want me to go? Not what I want to do, but what you want me to do. And, you know, I went a different way than I normally do. And when you listen to him and talk to him and listen to what he's telling you, he will tell you what to be glorified to him, not for our things, but for his glory, not for our glory. And I thank the good Lord that when you listen to him, you pray, and you talk to him, he'll talk back to you if you'll just be quiet and listen to the still small voice. He will talk to you, and you listen. That's what he wants us to do. We are his children. We are doing his witness, like you were saying earlier. He uses us, our vessel, to get the word out to the people that he wants the people to know.
Amen.
He's not here. He's in our heart, but he's not here. He uses us as a vessel to get to the kingdom. I don't want nobody to go to hell, but if they have a choice. He's not going to force his choice on you. You have to take the right choice for him. The Lord says, I want you to talk to somebody. If you don't talk to him, you're being disobedient to him. But if you listen to him and do and say what he wants you to say, then that's fulfilling his promise and his agreement to do what he wants to be done, not what we want to.
Amen.
Back to you.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. I tell you, that's the word of God. And Saul, he got his name changed too after the Lord struck him down with a light. Ananias went into that city straight there and laid hands on him and prayed for him. The scales fell from his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to see then what the Lord wanted him to do. And that's, praise God, that's the way it is with us today. If you're walking in darkness and if you'll turn your hearts over to the Lord, he'll shine that light into your life. You'll be changed. As Paul said, behold, all old things passed away and I become a new creature in Christ Jesus. See, Saul, whenever he was Saul, he was going about torturing and catching the Christians and putting them in prison, men and women.
Mm-hmm.
He was putting them in prison and killing them and everything else for the gospel. He thought he was doing God a favor. But praise God, whenever the Lord come in and struck him down, and he said, Saul, Saul, and he said, Lord, who art thou? Who art thou, Lord? He said, I'm the Lord Jesus Christ, who thou persecutest. And you know, praise God, that's what the Lord is doing today to the people that is persecuting the Lord. He's calling their names, and if they could have a new name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, if they'll just only let him come in and change them. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm getting away a little bit from what I was going on there, but that's all right, too. I'm just obeying God.
Yep.
Acts 10 and 38. Acts 10, 39. I've done 38. I'm sorry about that.
Yep.
And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, who they slew and hanged on a tree. Praise God. You know, that's what the Lord is telling us there tonight. Praise God that we're being a witness. Hallelujah. And telling them of all things. And you know, let's look into verse 40. Him, God raised up the third day and showed him open. Praise God. You know, I thank God that the third day, Jesus testified of it before they even crucified him. He said, you'll tear the temple down, but in 3 days I'll rise it back up. And they thought he was speaking about the temple that took them several years to build.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he was only talking about the temple of his body. And that's what we're talking about tonight, the temple of God's body. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful that God raised Jesus up from the dead. I'm so thankful that he showed him
openly. Praise God, before the people. They was, I forget how many of them now, that seen him and even eat with him after he was risen from the dead. And I'm telling you tonight, my friend, Jesus is alive and doing very good. He's alive and well because I talked to him. I talked to him just before we went on the broadcast. I talked to him a while ago with the first song that Tim was singing. I told Betty, I said, let's talk to the Lord. So we had a talk with him, and he never said that he was sick. He never said that he had a headache or that he had a cancer, but I believe he said, I'm well, I'm alive, I'm whole, I'm up here waiting to make you whole. Praise God, if you're out there tonight, you're seeing sick, my friend, God is waiting to make you whole, because he said that he come not to save that which was whole, but them that was sick, needed physician. I believe tonight them that is lost and on their way to devil's hell, they need a physician. And Jesus is the mediator between God and man. He died on the cross. He's sitting there at the right hand side of the Father, looking down on you, calling your name tonight. And if you'll just say, yes, Lord, come in and change me. Come in and give me that new light. Praise God, the light of Christ will shine in you. Then you can shine out through the darkness. I believe tonight that God's people are shining out through the darkness. I believe that they will see the light. I believe the people of this world can look at you and see that you're different, just like they did over there in Antioch. They looked over there and they seen them disciples. They were different. And they said, these are different. They called them Christians. My friend tonight, I believe, praise God, that the world looks at you. They know if you're different or not. If there ain't no difference in you than them, then you need to go and dip a little bit deeper into the altar. Get to prayer. Going up again. Get the Spirit of God coming in again. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight. Hallelujah. That God is so good to us. That he's reaching out for us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. 937, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, Brother Yearwood, this is Brother and Sister Green here in Springboro, Ohio. It's just good to be with you. We didn't hear the program. We just got back in the house here. We had the appointment to make, and, yeah, we're just glad to be listening in.
Praise the Lord. Just go ahead and obey the Lord. We're ministering on being a witness for the Lord tonight. Praise God.
Okay, I don't have no specific scripture because I haven't had time. We've been busy. But, you know, I'm glad I'm a witness tonight that the Lord has called us, you know, and saved us and brought us out of darkness. And he's put our feet on that solid rock and established our goings. And he has put a new song in our heart. And I... I'm glad today that I'm a witness for Jesus. You know, I was thinking of, I believe it was one of the old-time preachers, a Methodist preacher, John Wesley. And, you know, he preached on separation. He preached, basically, he preached on holiness is what he preached on in a separated life. And, you know, if the church is going to be a light in a city that is set up on a hill, they're going to have to get back... they're going to have to get back into the Word of God, and they're going to have to get in there and study that Word to show themselves approved. They're going to have to stay with the old path wherein the Bible said is a good way, and they're going to have to do that, Brother Yearwood, because I tell you, we ain't that city upon a hill. How are we going to draw anybody in? But I'm glad that... when I got saved, I quit doing the things that I used to do, and I don't go to the places I used to go, and I don't talk the way I used to talk, and I don't dress the way I used to dress, praise God. You know, I know there's a lot of things going on in the church world today, and it seems like everything's okay, but I'll tell you today, you know, like one man said, he said, if we look like the world, we act like the world, then he said, yeah, we're of the world, but I want to be
Amen.
Separate. You know, God said to be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and he said, I'll be a God unto you, and you should be my sons and my daughters. You know, I'm glad today that I'm not eating at the table of devils, but I'm eating at the Lord's table, and he's prepared a table before us in the midst of our enemies, praise God, and we are overcomers tonight because we have accepted Christ as a personal Savior, and we're walking by faith and not by sight. But, you know, we're walking in this walk and trying to please the Lord. And that's what I want to do, Brother Yearwood, is please the
Amen.
Lord. And I want to be a witness. So when somebody looks at me and, you know, they get around me, they're going to find out that I'm a Christian. You know, I was thinking today, you know, if you love basketball or if you love football or some kind of a sport that you love, seem like you get around those kind of people, and, you know, they know all about that particular sport. They know all about the players. They know all about the teams that's winning and all that, you know. And I tell you, it's time for the Christians to know things about the Lord and to study that Word of God and to be a witness for Him. And, you know, I believe when them apostles was called to do the work of God, that they were mighty witnesses for God. And the Bible tells us that if we seek the Lord and find Him, you know, we're going to have to seek Him with all of our heart. We can't just halfway seek the Lord, but if we're going to be a witness, we're going to have to seek the Lord with all of our heart. We're going to have to be separated unto the Lord, you know. Back in the Old Testament there, they used to sanctify the vessels in the house of the Lord, and they would sanctify the things with the blood. Now, I'm glad tonight that I'm sanctified by the blood of the Lamb, and I've had that blood applied to my life, and my name is in that Lamb's Book of Life, and I don't want to do anything to jeopardize my name being in that book. I want to live holy and righteous and godly. The Bible said we should there in the book of Jude live holy and righteous and godly, and that we should be looking for Jesus. You know, I'm looking for Him to come again. He
Amen.
Went away, but He said, if I go away, He said, I will come again. If it were not so, I would have told you so. He said He was coming again, and He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And I'll tell you tonight, the Bible tells us where He went. He went back to the Father. He went back, and He sat down on the right hand of the Father there in heaven, and He's making intercession for you and I, and He's watching out. He said, lo, I'm with you always unto the end of the world. So I know tonight. He sent the Comforter also. He said, I'm going to send you another Comforter, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive. Praise God. But I'm glad tonight that we can receive Him. Praise God. You know, when Peter was preaching, he preached for Israel there when they first got the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the upper room, and they came out of there and they began to preach the gospel. They preached it with power and they preached it with authority, and they was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. The Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I tell you, we need more boldness today if we're going to win this world to Christ. If we're going to be able to do any good out there witnessing, we're going to have that baptism of the Holy Ghost. We're going to have the same thing that they had, praise God, because it's going to take it. The Bible tells us in the last days that many would depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And we're living in that day. And we're living in that hour when the darkness is coming upon the land, and the Bible tells us that he'd raise up a standard against the enemy. And I'll tell you, that Holy Ghost power is what we need today.
Amen.
That came down there in that upper room. And I don't know what's been preached tonight on the broadcast, but I know what we need, and it's the Holy
Amen.
Ghost power working in our life. And John the Baptist was baptizing in the River Jordan, and he said, "There's a one coming after me, mightier than I, and he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." And I tell you, we need that fire, church. We need everything that Christ died to bring to give to us. And he died to give us gifts, and he gave gifts unto men. And I tell you, if we're going to be a successful witness in this hour that we're living in, the time that we're living in today, we're going to have to let our light shine, and they're going to have to see our good works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven. Praise God. And I just thank the Lord, you know, that Jesus died on that cross, and he died that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He gave his life a ransom, as the Bible said, a ransom for many. And I'll tell you who that many today is those that call on his name, those that give their heart to him. And if you're out there tonight and you're not saved, you know, that's the first place you got to go to, is salvation. That's when you get into starting blocks and begin to run this race. You know, I used to be a track runner, and I would run the first part of this here 4x something. It's been so many years ago, but I'd run 220 yards, and I'd hand it off to the next guy, but they would put me in the starting blocks, and I'd start that race off. And I'm glad tonight, Brother Yearwood, I'm still in the race, and I'm in a different kind of race, but I'm running for Jesus. And I don't want to let up. I want to run this race till Jesus comes, or unless he calls me home. I want to be on this old racetrack for Jesus, praise God. And I want to be giving it all I've got. And I don't want to compromise none of my standards that I've got, because I don't need to draw back, but I need to draw closer. And I'll tell you, the closer I get to Jesus, I believe the more I'm going to be like him. And praise God. And I wonder today, if you're a Christian and call yourself a Christian today, I wonder, can they see Jesus in you? Can the world see Jesus in you? Praise God. And I sure hope they can. Praise God. I sure hope they can see Christ in me, because unless they see Christ in us, if they don't see Christ in the church, I don't know how they'll ever see him. Praise God. I want to probably turn this, I guess, Joanna, you got anything? I guess you ain't got nothing to say tonight, Brother Yearwood. So I'll turn it back to you. Thank you for allowing us to come on tonight. And I want to thank the Lord most of all for his amazing grace that brought us into this salvation. Back to
Amen.
You, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate that wonderful word there, Brother Green. We'll let Tim sing a song here, and then I'll obey the Lord there some more in a minute there. Praise the Lord. Sister Joanne, if you get anything to say, why, let us know.
All Praise right, Brother Yearwood, thank you.
Go ahead.
If you will give to me your undivided attention, I'd like to sing about that man of Galilee. There's a lot of things that I have simply got to mention, and it's all about what this precious friend has done for me. Well, he gave his life on Calvary, and he suffered death and agony. Between two thieves, the Lord was hung, said, "Not my will, but done." He done such wondrous love. How can it be? Well, praise his name. He lives again. And I know he holds my trembling hand. And by his flag, I've been set free. I want to recommend this Savior kind and true. So my sinner friends, I'd like to tell you in conclusion, he's ready right now to be your precious Savior too. Well, he gave his life on Calvary, and he suffered death and agony. He's willing to see the Lord, what time said, not my will, but thine. He does such wondrous love. How can it be? Well, praise his name. He lives again. And an only hope, my trembling hand. And by his flesh, I've been set free. That's just few things this precious friend has done for me. Well, he gave his life on Calvary, and he suffered death and agony. He's willing to see the Lord, but tongue said, not my will, but thine. He does such wondrous love. How can it be? Well, praise his name. He lives again. And though he holds my trembling hand, and by his blood I've been set free. That's what he thinks his precious friend has done for me.
Salvation. It's as simple as ABC. A, admit you are a sinner, because all have sinned, says Romans 3:23. 1 John 1:8 says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and we must repent of our sins. B, believe. Believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave according to Scripture. Acts 16:31 says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Salvation is a gift, and it's been provided by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, according to Ephesians 2:8. C, confess. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess Christ before men. Matthew 10:32 says, whosoever thou for shalt confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, will welcome pardon, please, freely, because thy promise I believe. O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Songs. Sister Joanne, don't you have anything you want to say? The Lord done something for you shortly.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. I can always say how good and how much the Lord's done for me. He's been so good to me since he saved my soul And I'm just thankful for him since I've walked this walk with him. And all I want to do is share the good news of Jesus Christ with other people and tell them what he's done for me. I was thinking in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." And I thought about how against such there is no law. And I thought about how we're to be a witness and how the people, when they look at our lives, can they see the fruits of the Spirit in us. And I hope to be a light to others, and I hope to show that love of Jesus Christ. And I know it's a long-suffer and all the fruits, all the nine spiritual fruits of the Spirit that we must show. And, you know, the law, there's no, against, it says there's no such law. So the law was of the old, you know. He said that he came to fulfill the law. He didn't come to do away with the law, but he came to fulfill the law. But now that we have grace, we're to long-suffer, and we're to have meekness and temperance and long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, and peace, joy, all those good things of the Spirit of God, and how that would draw the people in. That's what drew me in one day, as a preacher preached a message, told me the goodness and grace of Jesus Christ, how he can save me by the blood that he shed on Calvary. And all I knew that when I went down to the altar, that I was so sorry that I all my sins that I had done, that I displeased God. And I just wanted to share that with you, and I thank God for you guys, and just appreciate the word tonight. We can't kill him, Brother Yearwood, with the law. We've got to show them this fruit, and that's, you know, what Jesus said. You know, when we're a giver, we're to be a cheerful giver. We're to give with love. You know, all these things that we can do, we can prophesy in his name. We can cast out devils in his name. We can do all these things in his name. But if we have not love, if we don't have that charity that God has, for he gave his only begotten son, and he sent down to shed his blood for the wages of sin is death, and he took our pardon, and we accept that pardon for the wages of our sin. And though he had no sin, praise God, he took and bore our shame, and he went to Calvary, and he went ahead, and he done those things, and now we're to shed that great news that Jesus Christ, you know, when the angels came there to the shepherds, that night that Jesus Christ was born, and how the angels came and said that they have good news to bring, praise God, and the host there cried, "Holy, holy, holy," and they sang, and I know that must have been such a sweet sound, because the night that I got saved, I know the angels was rejoicing in heaven. The night you got saved, the angels in heaven rejoiced. And if you'll just come back to God, if the backslider, just come on back to Jesus, praise the Lord. And maybe the church has failed you, maybe people have failed you, but God will never fail you. Just come on back home, praise the Lord. We used to sing a song, "It's time to come back home, child. Time to come back home. You've been wandering in the wilderness way too long, and it's time to come back home." Just come on back home, praise God, and give your heart to God. Maybe you never tasted of him, but taste of him and see that he is good. Back to you, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there, Sister Joanne. We're going to go back into Acts, the 10th chapter, and starting in verse 41, so I'm going to let Betty do some reading for me now. Praise the Lord.
"Not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead.
Amen.
And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead."
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm so thankful tonight that he said there in verse 41, he said, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before God. You know, God chose the witnesses, and he chose, just like I said earlier tonight in the message, he chose us, and he called us out. He sent us out to tell the good news. He sent us out to tell the witnesses about God. And, you know, the only thing that we can do is tell them what we've seen and what we've heard of the Lord to do, just like Jesus. He said that he was obedient. In other words, he obeyed the Father because the Father sent him. And I'm so thankful, praise God, for that we read there earlier tonight. Hallelujah. Let me see if I can find it here. Praise God. Yeah, in verse 38. Now God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who was who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. You know, mm-hmm. praise God, God is with us tonight if we've been baptized with the Holy Ghost. I just can't get away from the Holy Ghost tonight. Praise God, I know that that's what it's going to take. As we read there in the first chapter of Acts, if we'll have the power of the Holy Ghost, we'll have witnesses. We'll have power to go forth into the darkness and to comprehend the dark because the power of the Holy Ghost will shine a light out through the darkness. And that's just like you, midnight tonight, you flip off the light, you're going to be standing in totally darkness. But whenever you flip on the light, the darkness has to disappear. And that's the way you and I are tonight. If we are a child of the God and the child of the King, when we walk around where the darkness is at, we should be shining bright enough to comprehend the darkness. People should be able to look at you and look at me and see that there's a difference because Jesus said that he was in the world but not of the world. And he said that he was like a city that was set up on the hill. Praise God, the city that's set up on the hill cannot be hid because the light is going to be shining. And my friend, tonight, if we got the baptism of the Holy Ghost in our life, whenever we walk around where darkness is at, they're going to see us. They're going to be like they were over there in Antioch. Whenever they looked and they seen disciples, they said, these men is different. These is Christians. And I wonder tonight, praise God, if God was to send us out into the darkness, which he has, how many of them out there in the darkness look at us and see the light? Praise God. You know, we should have a light shining out through us. Praise God. He said, let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and want to glorify the Father which is in heaven. My friend, tonight, I wonder how many of us have got that light burning, have got that light shining, like we read there earlier in the scripture. Praise God, how the light was shining out. Praise God, I'm telling you tonight, how the light will shine out through us. As Sister Joanne was reading there about the fruits shining, the fruits that we post must be burned. If we're burning them fruits, my friend, there's no law against such. But praise God, they can. People will see the light shining out of you because they can't look at you and not see the light. If you are true, born-again believer, and you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost as Jesus had in his life, my friend, people are going to look at you and they're going to see the hope of glory, the Christ shining out through you. I'm going to let Betty read some more here. Praise God.
Verse 43. To him give all the prophets witnesses that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word, and they of their circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Praise the Lord. You know, as I said earlier there, the Holy Ghost is for us. I'm so thankful, praise God, that over there in Acts 2 and 39 it says, this promise is unto you and to your children, as far off as many as our Lord God shall call. That's what Peter's saying right here. He's saying it right here in verse 45, hallelujah. As many come with him, they received the power of the Holy Ghost as he began to speak. And I'm telling you tonight, as we speak these words, hallelujah, about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, about the power of the demonstration as the Holy Ghost has come forth. My friend, if you'll just only receive that, and all you've got to do is just let God come in. Let him baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. As Brother Green was talking there a while ago about John. Praise God, John was down there baptizing in the river of Jordan, and he looked out and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, that take away the sins of the world." Praise God, he come on that day to John, and he John told him, said, "I need to be baptized of you." He said, "We got to fulfill the scriptures, John. In other words, you got to baptize me." And praise God, John baptized the love, the one that come to take away the sins of the world. Praise God, I'm telling you tonight, we're sending forth the word of God across this airwaves, across this internet waves, to tell the people, praise God, they must repent. They must receive the baptism. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, of the Holy Ghost, because this promise, my friend, is unto you and to your children, as many as pour off, as many as the Lord God shall call. I'm telling you tonight, he's still calling you. 2,000 years ago, he sent it out, praise God, from the upper room, and it's still going out. He ain't never stopped it. Whenever he stops it, my friend, there won't be nobody saved. Praise God. But it's time now that people receive what doth say God, what doth say the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Isaiah 43, verses 9 through 12. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed, when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God.
Amen. Praise God. You know, I'm glad tonight to know that there wasn't no God before him and there wasn't none after him. He's the only God. And my friend, I don't know about all these other gods that people are worshiping, but I do know the one that I worship. I know he's alive and well. I know he's the true, the only God, and there's no other God before him. I'm going to tell you tonight, my friend, except you repent, you're going to perish. You're going to die. You're going to a devil's hell. You're going there in the truder. You're going where the fire is never quenched, and where the fire dies, the worm dieth not. But it's a time that you receive tonight the promises of the Holy Ghost. It's time tonight that you, praise God, turn your life around. It's time tonight that you call upon the name of the Lord and say, Lord, come into my life and change me. Make me a new creature. Praise God. Paul said, behold, all old things passed away, and I become a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that we have a Savior, and there ain't no other Savior but the one and only, and Jesus Christ. Praise God, He's the one that we've got to go to. He's the one that we have to confess our sins to. He's the one, my friend, that will write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And then, praise God, in that holy book, He's the one, praise God, that will reach down and wipe the sins out of your life and put you on a solid rock and wipe your slate clean. And you'll have a new start and you can have a new beginning, hallelujah. I praise God tonight for everything that God has done and for everything that God's going to do for us, hallelujah. We must be a witness before this lost and dying world. We must tell the world, except they repent, how they're going to perish, how they're going somewhere, how that they'll never be able to get out of. The rich man, hallelujah, I believe he's still crying out tonight for water just to cool his tongue. But there ain't no way that he's going to get any water. I praise God. I'm glad tonight to know that we can go to the one and only Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come in. And praise God, he will. My friend, come in. He will change you. Praise God, just like we were talking about Saul. Saul was changed whenever he went down on the street there, and Ananias went to him and laid hands on him and began to pray over him. Praise God. The scales, fell from his eyes, and he began to see, and God told him what to do. My friend, I'm telling you tonight, praise God, all we've got to do is to pray and trust God, and he will hear us. He will answer. Praise God, as many as call upon him shall be saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got some prayer requests we need to pray over. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you guys got any prayer requests, Brother Green?
I just remember our housing situation and Clinton's stepmom, Eula. She's been in the hospital for dehydration. She's in her 80s, so keep her in prayer. And also Brother Tim Hall, he's in the hospital right now as we speak. They're giving him units of blood.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Then we've got 2 minutes, so we'll just pray for all these requests. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, as we come in agreement right now, Father, Lord, you see every request, Father, you know where each and every one of them's at. Father, Lord, you know everyone that was called in here tonight. Lord, we just ask you, Father, that you will touch the request, and Lord, that you will move upon them, God, that you will answer them. Father, heal them that's sick and afflicted and make them whole. And Lord, them that is lost, Lord, that is so near to hell. Father, we pray, God, that you will deal with that one. God, that you will turn them around, that you will save their soul and cause them, Lord, to turn from their wicked ways. And Lord, turn to you. Lord, that you're the author and the finisher of our faith. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, for this broadcast tonight. Lord, we just ask you, God, that you'll touch Brother John, God. Lord, we don't know why he didn't make it, but Lord, you know all about it. And Father, we just ask you, Lord, that you will strengthen him, and God, meet his needs. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Lord, each and every one of them. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you.
In Jesus'
praise.
Name.
Hallelujah. Praise Lord. Anybody, give the church's address there and time it's going to have services. Go ahead there,
Sister Frieda.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you say that, so I didn't know who you wanted. It's 116 East Main Street in Thomaston, Georgia. Our services on Sunday is at 2 p.m., and then on Wednesdays it's at 6 p.m., and we got a nursing home ministry, and we're going to do that this Saturday at 11:30, so keep that in prayer, too. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen, Rachel. Appreciate it. Okay. Brother Green, Sister Joanne, want to go ahead and tell us about the church there.
We've been visiting a church, Brother James Maggard on Route 4. His services are Sunday night at 7 and also Wednesday night at 7. And it's on Route 4 in I think it's right outside of Post Town, between Germantown and Post Town. So that's Brother James Maggard.
Okay, praise the Lord. We appreciate that. So we got about 15 seconds, so we'll say good evening to everybody. And remember, Brother and Sister Green's broadcast on Friday night from 10 until 12. So God bless everybody, and we'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
God bless. God bless.
God bless. God bless. Bye-bye.